So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Track Limits podcast. Here we've got some interesting conversation to bring to you guys today. Hot topic on the street, Vettel. Is he spinning into retirement? What does this mean for Formula One going forward in 2020 and the 2021 season? Lots of contracts are running out at the end of this year. What does that mean for Formula One and the future of motorsport? Stay tuned for another quarantine special. Take it away, Phil.
Right, so news has emerged overnight that Sebastian Vettel and Ferrari have failed to come to an agreement over a contract extension. Josh, what do you think that might mean?
Well, certainly, I'd say surprising news, given that I was of the view that Vettel was wanting to continue, but obviously he said that he's not continuing with Ferrari. Essentially, talks have come to an end between the two parties. Speculation over a pay cut, which he has said is something he doesn't want to agree to. And that leaves Ferrari needing a new driver for 2021.
Yeah, so mainly the issue being, I think, this pay cut. We don't know the ins and outs of it. And also the fact that I think Seb wanted to sign a two-year deal, and I don't think Ferrari were keen to have him on a two-year deal. Why do you think that might be? Why do you think Ferrari, Dom, why do you think Ferrari have decided that they don't require his services?
It could be more than one thing. It could be maybe he doesn't have 2 years of pace left in him. But it could also be, you know, they have a junior driver program which has paid dividends with Leclerc. You've got Schumacher coming up. You've got Schwartzman, who is due to start F2 any minute now. And you've also got Giovinazzi, who is also in essence the junior Ferrari team in Alfa Romeo. So, you know, if they, you know, bring someone else in, it's basically rendering their entire junior driver program mute. Especially after it's produced a talent like Charles Leclerc. So, you know, they have to put the money where their mouth is. And, you know, you can't just say, okay, just bring someone else in when you've got all these juniors ready to, you know, to step up to the plate.
Okay, so interesting views there. We're going to be recording another special looking into the main contenders and some of the slightly less likely contenders for the Ferrari seat. And that's going to be coming out soon. But we're mainly bringing you the news at the moment that obviously Seb's gone. Have Ferrari made an error, do you think, Josh?
I think going on with the following on from what Dom has just said, I think from Vettel's perspective, it was almost out of Ferrari's hands, in my view. Obviously there are the cases of he has been offered a pay cut and only 1 year, but at the same time you have to ask yourself, what is he thinking? Is he looking at his own personal performance and saying, I don't think I am up to the same standard that I was maybe 3 or 4 years ago when he was, you know, in title contention? He might just feel that I'm coming to the end of my career now. I feel I'm probably over my peak and it's my time to take a step back and enjoy being a four-time world champion. So
he likes the private
in
life,
Ferrari offering. Yeah, I think in Ferrari offering the the lesser wanted deal for Vettel might have just put that final nail in the coffin for him and said, right, I don't think there's a future for me here. I have completed everything I needed to. I'm satisfied.
I mean, you can't take any of those four championships away from him, can you? And he's had 14 wins for Ferrari, and he's been the team leader for the majority of his time there. So I think, you know, it's quite a reasonable...
Yeah, I like to call it a semi-Rosberg is what he's doing. So he's kind of leaving the championship in the best team, or one of the best teams, certainly. But there's definitely, there might be a question of what could he have done had he stayed. Stayed on longer. And I think that might be something that sort of is a question that will be asked continually over the next few years.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to ask it now. What do you think Vettel's going to do next?
Well, I think retirement from F1, in all honesty. I don't think he is in it for the money. I believe him when he says that, when he said it was absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he's been offered this pay cut. But I don't think he's given up with racing. I think he is potentially looking at a career in another category. What that category is, I'm not too sure. But I was hypothesizing that potentially a sports car career is to come. And I was thinking, particularly with Ferrari, sticking with Ferrari, he hasn't said he's left Ferrari. He's just saying that he's left the F1 program. And there is the upcoming Hypercar series. And there's potential for Ferrari to be joining that. So he could potentially see that as a way, be in there from the start, develop the car, and launch a successful career in sports cars potentially. But I don't know what you guys think about that.
I mean, I agree that I think he won't be staying in F1. I think unless he can get a seat where he's going to be able to win races, I don't think he has the motivation to stay in Formula One to come 8th or 10th or fight for the midfield. I don't think he would want to do that. So I agree that he would want to leave F1. I did read somewhere that he says through all of this coronavirus nightmare, he is missing driving cars. So that does allude to the fact that he probably will want to take his talent elsewhere to a different series. There is always, of course, the fact that he is quite a private person. He doesn't have a social media presence. You don't really know much about him. He's got wife and children, they're not in the public eye, so there's a chance that he could retire and disappear. But I don't think he will, because I think he loves racing and driving too much. So I think that he will, like you say, try his hand in another formula or another series.
Yeah, I agree. I think he probably will have a slightly different approach, because particularly 2019, you saw some drives, especially in Canada, where he looked like, okay, that's the Vettel that we grew up watching, but he looked particularly tired coming on to the end of 2019. He had a flu before the 2020 pre-season testing as well, so he definitely hasn't lost his passion for racing, as he's said since being in quarantine and lockdown. But I think yes, this could be the end of his F1 career, but going forward outside of F1, continuing to race, I don't see him traveling as much. I see him potentially staying in Europe. Now, what does that mean? There are European endurance championships. They're not as mainstream as WEC. I don't see him making a jump to Formula E, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree there. I can't
I
see him in Formula
think
E
he
after.
yeah I think he would get bored of it quite easily, and that would literally drive him away for good. I don't think he is the commentator type. I don't think he's the one to get on panels and talk, and he has a passion for motorsport, but he shows it with his driving, not with his talk. So potentially he could be around for what Josh said, to as a role model or a figure in Ferrari to help drive the Hypercar program and help develop their GT3 and GT3 Pro and stuff program as well. But whether he still has the patience for that is, it all comes back to my original point. We saw a tired Vettel at the end of 2019, and it all goes to show is how tired is he really? And if he's that tired, then he's definitely not going to stay. If he still has any ounce of drive left in him, then he will be around motorsport for a lot longer.
Yeah, well said. Well put. Well, I think what we're going to do is leave that there, because we've got a lot to talk about in terms of contenders for this seat and what that means for the 2021 driver market. So we're going to, I think, save that for another podcast, and we'll keep this one short and sweet. Right, well, thanks for listening. We are Track Links Podcast, and we'll see you again soon.